Is there really a magazine?
Everything, said Big End, is potential.
Everything, she said, is potential bullshit.
Think of me as a patron, please.
I don't like the sound of that, thanks.
In the early 1920s, Big End said, there were still some people in this country who hadn't yet heard recorded music. Not many, but a few. That's less than 100 years ago. Your career as a recording artist, making the quotes with his hands, took place toward the end of a technological window that lasted less than 100 years, a window during which consumers of recorded music lacked the means of producing that which they consumed. They could buy recordings, but they couldn't reproduce them. The curfew came in as that monopoly on the means of production was starting to erode. Prior to that monopoly, musicians were paid for performing, published and sold sheet music, or had patrons. The pop star, as we knew her, and here he bowed slightly in her direction, was actually an artifact of pre-ubiquitous media.
Of a state in which mass media existed, if you will, within the world, as opposed to comprising it.
The light in the room changed as he said this. She raised her eyes to the screen where a metallic blue ant glyph had taken over the screen.
What's in Chombo's container? She asked.
It's not Chombo's container.
Your container.
It's not our container.
Our being you and who?
You.
It's not my container.
Just as I said
Big End, and smiled.
Whose is it, then?
I don't know, but I believe you might be able to find out.
What's in it?
We don't know that either.
What does Chombo have to do with it?
Chombo evidently has found a way to know where it is, at least periodically.
Why don't you just ask him?
Because it's a secret. He's being paid handsomely to keep it a secret, and his personality is such, as you've noted, that he likes having a secret.
Who's paying him, then?
That seems to be even more of a secret.
Do you think it might be the container's owner?
Nor its ultimate addressee, should it ever acquire one?
I don't know. But you, Hollis, are the person I've found whom Bobby is most likely to talk to.
You weren't there. He wasn't that glad to have Alberto bring me around. There were no suggestions of further invitations.
That's where I'm convinced you're wrong, he said.
When he's gotten used to the idea that you're available for more FaceTime, you may well hear from him.
What have iPods got to do with it?
He raised an eyebrow.
Rausch told me to look for iPods being used for data storage. Do people still do that?
Chombo periodically loads an iPod with data and sends it out of the United States.
What kind of data?
Music, ostensibly. We have no way of finding out.
Do you know where he sends them?
San Jose, Costa Rica, so far. We have no idea where else it might go from there.
Who receives it?
Someone whose job is to run an expensive post office box, essentially.
There's a lot of that, evidently, in San Jose. We're working on it.
Have you been there?
No.
There's quite a community of retired CIA people there, DEA as well. We have someone there now, trying to have a quiet look into things, though so far it doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
Why are you so interested in the contents of Chombo's container?
Big End removed a pale blue microfiber dust cloth from his jacket pocket, pulled a chair out on its casters, and gave it a good dusting.
Seat?
He offered her the chair.
No, thanks. Go ahead.
He seated himself. He looked up at her.
I've learned to value anomalous phenomena. Very peculiar things that people do, often secretly, have come to interest me in a certain way. I spend a lot of money, often, trying to understand those things. From them, sometimes, emerge Blue Ant's most successful efforts. Trope Slope, for instance, our viral pitchman platform, was based on pieces of anonymous footage being posted on the net.
You did that?
Put that thing in the background of all those old movies? That's fucking horrible. Pardon my French.
It sells shoes,
he smiled.
So what do you expect to get out of this,
if you can find out what's in Chombo's container.
No idea. None whatever. That's exactly what makes it so interesting.
I don't get it.
Intelligence, Hollis, is advertising turned inside out.
Which means...
Secrets, said Big End, gesturing toward the screen, are cool.
On the screen appeared their images, standing beside the table, Big End not yet seated, captured by a camera somewhere above. The Big End on the screen took a pale blue cloth from his pocket, pulled out a chair, and began to dust its arms and back and seat.
Secrets, said the Big End beside her, are the very root of cool.